Mesechta Shavuot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, HaNigzal Pesach. We saw in the previous Mishnah that a Nigzal, somebody who had things stolen from him, is one of the people that the Chachamim were metakin, that the Nigzal would take the Shavuot and collect through his Shavuot. What's the case? Hayu me'idin oso shenichmas lebeso lemashkino shelo bershus. If there were Adam that testified that the goblin entered the Nigzal's house to take a mashkin without reshus from Bethan, and they were mad that they saw that the goblin went into the house without anything and came out with some stuff hidden underneath, hu aimer kelai netalta v'hu aimer lo netalti. The Nigzal claimed that the goblin took his utensils, and the goblin said, I didn't take anything. The Nigzal would take his shvuah and say exactly what the goblin took from him, and he would collect that amount from the goblin. And since the Eden were made, that the goblin entered the guy's house without anything and came out with some stuff hidden underneath his clothes, it's obvious that he really did take something, and the Chachamim gave nemunas to the Nigzal to make a shvua as to exactly what the goblin took from him. The reason why the Chachamim gave nemunas to the Nigzal to take a shvua as to exactly how much the goblin took from him, this is a knot that the Chachamim were kineis the goblin in order that people should not want to go into people's houses and take things. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adje Teheisham Miksas Hoido. Rabbi Yehuda says, when do we say that the Nigzal is allowed to take a shvuah exactly how much the goblin took from him? That's only if the goblin was modeh b'miksas kesas. What's the case? Amar lo shnei kelim netalta. The Nigzal claims that the goblin took two utensils, v'hu aimer lo netalti ela echad, and the goblin says, I took only one kli. So therefore, the goblin is chayav a shvuah modeh b'miksas min haTorah, and the Chachamim would say in this case that the goblin wouldn't take the shvuah. Anyway, a goblin is puzzled the shvuah, the Nigzal instead would take that shvuah. But in a case where the goblin denies it entirely, in such a case, the Chachamim were not mitakin, according to Rabbi Huda, that the Nigzal would be believed with the shvuah as to how much the goblin took from him. Maseches Shvuot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, HaNechbal Ketzad. Somebody who is wounded by somebody else is one of the people that the Chachamim were mitakin, that the Tovea, the one making the claim, in this case the Nechba, would be the one to take the Shvuah and collect with his Shvuah. What's the case? Hayu me'idim oso shenichmas tachas yado shalem v'yata chavo. The Edom testified that they saw the Nechba enter the other guy's property without any wound at all, and when he exited, he had a wound, and there was nobody else there that could have caused this wound. And the Nechba claimed that the other guy caused the wound. And the other guy denied that he was the one that caused the wound. The Chachamim were talking that the Nechba would swear that the other guy wounded him, and he would collect the Dmei Chavala, the money that has to be paid for causing a wound, which is five things: Nezek, Tsar, Ripoy, Sheves, and Boshes, damages that were caused, and money for the pain that was inflicted, and medical expenses, and unemployment costs, and for the embarrassment that was caused by the wound. The reason why the Chachamim gave them money to the Nechba to take the Shvuah and collect is a knas that the Chachamim were kindness so that people should not damage others and get away with it. Now, that which he can only collect with the Shvuah is in a case where the wound is situated in a place where it's possible that he caused the wound himself, that it was self-inflicted. But if it was situated in a place of his body where it's impossible that it was self-inflicted, for example, he had a bite mark in his back, in such a case he would collect without a shvua at all, since there was nobody else there that could have caused it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Atzit Deheisham Miksas Hodah. Rabbi Yehuda said, that which the Chachamim allowed the Nechba to collect with the shvua, that's only if the person who wounded him was modeh b'miksas. Ketzad, what's the case? Amar lo chavalta bishtayim. The Nechba claimed that the other person caused two wounds. The other guy says, I only caused one of the two wounds. In such a case, since he is modeh b'miksas, his chayv a shvuah min haTorah, and the Chachamim took away the shvuah from the guy who wounded him and allowed the Nechba to take a shvuah that the other guy caused both wounds and to collect for both wounds. But in such a case, where the person that wounded him denies it entirely, the Chachamim did not allow the Nechbal to collect with the Shvuah according to Rabbi Yehuda.